Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, the founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching and the creator of the Total Empowered Woman Experience. But before we get started, I just want to let you guys know how you can connect with me, which is just by going on my website, which is NayshawnTurner.com. And, you know, I'm on Facebook, so just type in Nayshawn Turner - Uniquely Designed Coaching. And, you know, I'm on Twitter, so hit me up on there just using the @ Nayshawn _ Turner. All right, listen, I need you guys, as always, I ask you to do me a favor, right, because I am so excited about today's show. And so while I'm excited, I want you to get excited. So I want you to do me a favor and just call your friends, text somebody, Facebook somebody, and tell them they don't want to miss today's show because we're going to be talking about the power of vulnerability with my guest, Dr. Kim Johnson. So listen, if you want to know how to log on to the show, not blog on, but to log on to the show, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Nayshawn and tell your friends to join in so they can listen and tune in and even call in if they want to join into the conversation live. All they have to do is just call into the show at 646-478-0983. That's 646-478-0983. And you don't have to worry if you're not available to listen right now, your friend's not available because they're at work. Let them know that the replay will be on Facebook, or, of course, they can go back on blogtalkradio.com/Nayshawn and check out the show later. All right. You know what? The word authenticity is such a buzzword nowadays, and everybody is talking about it, but I have a question. I wonder whether anybody really knows what it means to be authentic. I mean, what does it truly mean to be yourself? What do you think it would be like to reveal your weaknesses to others in order for them to know who you are and for you to own your own self without fear of what someone else might think? Here's another question. Are you brave enough to stand in your own truth and allow the power of vulnerability to reveal your true self? Well, today, my guest, Dr. Johnson, is going to share with us the freedom that comes from just being yourself and being okay with that, with others seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly. But before I bring on Dr. Johnson, I just want to share a little bit about her. She is a licensed minister and a family physician, and she's committed to health, healing, and wholeness, as well as being passionate about helping others to pursue their destiny. Dr. Johnson has a doctorate degree from the Medical College of Virginia School of Medicine, and her experience is in the fields of health care and public health. She is the principal investigator and director at the National Minority AIDS Council in Washington, D.C., and under her leadership, NMAC provides national training programs to improve the capacity of healthcare providers and community-based organizations to provide culturally competent HIV prevention and treatment services to improve the health outcomes for communities of color. And although she is recognized by five U.S. departments, such as the Health and Human Services, five U.S. departments, of Health and Human Service Agencies, such as the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, Health Resources and Service Administration, Office of Minority Health, and Office of Women's Health and Substance Abuse and Mental Health, and all of that. She has even a greater passion for empowering women in all aspects of wellness and wholeness, especially in their own identity, so that they can become everything that they were meant to be. So I don't want to delay this any longer. I am just so excited that she is with us today. So I just want to welcome you, Dr. Kim, to the show.
Thank you so much, Nayshawn. It's just a pleasure and an honor to be a part of your show. And I'm just super excited about what God is going to do in this few minutes that we have, but what God's going to do in the lives of the women and others listening today. So thank you
Absolutely.
So much for having me.
Well, I am excited, too. So, you know, since our time is so short, and I just want you to just pour into the women who are tuned in today, I just want to, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Dr. Johnson, that authenticity is what everyone is talking about. But how would you describe authenticity, and how does being vulnerable help people to be authentic?
You know, Nayshawn, it really all begins with our need and ability to be connected and to feel connected to one another, which is just so vital in life. It's vital in our relationships. It's vital in our relationship with God, and it's vital in our relationships with one another. And without showing up as your real self, how do we ever really get to know who we are and who others are who are a part of our lives? So it's really based on connection. And so we're wired to be connected to one another. We're wired to need to be loved, and we're wired to give love. And the same is in our relationship with God. He is love, and he's given us love. But if in those relationships we're not real about who we are, if we send what I call our representative to show up, then we don't really get out of the relationship everything God intended for us to get. But moreover, we don't give everything he's put in us to give. So for me, authenticity is that realness and its wholeness, and it's the freedom and the liberation to just show up yourself with your flaws, with your beauty, with who you are and with who you are not, and take the risk, which is vulnerability, to do that in your relationships.
Wow. You know, I love what you said, that it is about taking a risk, and instead of showing our or allowing our representative to take center stage, how do we come out and say, okay, this is the real me. Let me introduce you to mm-hmm. the real me. And I think oftentimes, too, you know, if we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we're really introducing our real self to ourselves. And that mm-hmm. that's a very interesting way of how we are to know how to live our lives in the world by really showing people who we really are and not being afraid mm-hmm. of that. Can you just share with the audience your story behind discovering the power of vulnerability and the passion to help other women embrace it?
Wow, if I had an hour, but let me just give
which
you
I wish
brief.
We did too.
The brief, you know, and it's multi-layered, so I'll just give you a little piece of it. It's I guess it began a while ago, but what it really rose to the surface for me as I became more involved in ministry. I recognized, you know, my call to ministry in the area of healing, in the area of the prophetic, and all that God wants to do through me, and just some things he started to revealing. And he said to me, you know, in order to minister to my people, you have to be real with me first. Like, whoa, you know, so God, I thought I was being real with you. You know, I thought, you know me, you know, the Bible shares about how he knows us. He knows the number of hairs on our head. I mean, there's nothing about me that God doesn't know. And that's what I thought. And I said, God, I think, don't you know me? And he says, but if you don't open up all the areas in you, Kim, that you're afraid to share, all the parts of you that lie in shame and fear, that you feel like if I knew or if I really or if others knew about you, they would not want to connect with you. If you don't open up to parts of you that what I call shame and things that I just wouldn't want the entire public to know or fear them finding out that they might not like me or they might think less of me, if you can't share that with me, the one who loves you when you, before you were even born, the one who loves you when you were in your sin, I died and sent my son for you. If you can't share those areas with me and allow me to heal those, then you're not going to be able to minister. Because when you minister out of the depth of who you are, but out of the depth of who God is in you. We minister out of the amount of power and faith and love that resides in us through the Holy Spirit. So I knew then I had some areas that needed to be healed and still do because it's a process. And that's how it got started. And God said, ministry also is back to what I said in the first part of my answer, is about connecting. It's about connecting the love of the Father to his people. And that's what he sent his son for, and that's what he left us here in charge to do, is to bring people back to that loving relationship. But if I don't love myself and feel worthy about who I am in God, then I can't share the love of the Father uninterrupted and unhindered, because it's going to hit the roadblocks of my pain and my fear every time. And it will do it in subtle ways. And so it really rose to the top with this whole kind of my grappling with, oh, God, I hear you calling me. I'm not prepared, and I'm really not worthy. And then him dealing with then the pain, the fear, you know, the discomfort, just dealing with my own self-image and how I feel, my self-efficacy, and all of that, it all came into play. So that's a short answer to a very long story. But I'll tell you the key to it, Sean, is that it's a process. And I'm not there, but it's happening, and he's healing me. And I'm able to share now things that he's healing me from, but also to minister his love to people, hopefully in a way that is unhindered by my own fears and my own rejection.
Wow. That's a mouthful right there, you know, because as you said earlier, you know, being vulnerable, it is really scary because, you know, a lot of people, they know that it's going to require risk, and showing people those areas, like you said, the good, the bad, and the ugly, that we often, you know, keep hidden, you know, because we don't know what people are going to say, what they're going to do with that vulnerability that we allow them to see. And so, therefore, as you mentioned early at the top of the show, that people are pretending. You know, we're sending our representatives. Mm-hmm. But how do women, how do we learn to really take off that mask and connect with each other out of our pain, out of our fears, out of our insecurities that will allow us to reveal our true selves? And then the second part of that, how do we know who to trust in order to show that part of ourselves to someone and yet be safe emotionally and mentally? Because we don't know exactly, can I trust this person? Is this person worthy of me really, you know, seeing all of me? And am I going to be okay and safe, you know, in that person's presence with that information about me?
Two very poignant questions. I'll start with the trust issue, because the issue of trust and vulnerability is like the story of the chicken and egg. Which one came first? We need to feel trust in order to feel vulnerable, to be vulnerable. But we need to be vulnerable in order to trust. And what we need to remember about the issue of trust is that trust is built on many moments over time. It's built on getting to know a person, and so you'll share some things with a person you feel you can trust, and you see what they do with that information. And hopefully they'll reciprocate and share some things about themselves, and they're seeing what you do with that information and how you're able to process it. But we would never build a trustful relationship without opening up our hearts to someone else. And without showing some level of trust, you have to let love come in order for love to go out. Mm-hmm. And so start with, and my recommendation to your second question is, start with your relationship with God. He's all perfect. He's all knowing. He's all loving. He'll never hurt you. He said he'd never leave you. He promised never to forsake you. His love is perfect, and it's not contingent upon the love you give him back, your ability to love him at all. It's just purely because he loves you because he made you and created you. Start and practice the vulnerability and the trust with God in that relationship. It's the safest place to open up your heart and to share and to trust. You know, we tend to focus a lot on, you know, in our relationship with God and knowing God. And, you know, we say, you know, wow, there's so many layers to God, and I just want to know God. And we do need to know God. But at the same time, God shared with me, too, it's probably even more important that we are known by God. Because at the end of the day, if he doesn't know us, and, you know, the Bible says, he says at the end of the day, he could say, depart from me, I didn't know you. And he said that. He said that. You know, you could walk with him and he never really know you. So being known by him means we have to have this relationship that's in a safe spot where we can trust him first, and then allow him to show you who else in life he's placed there for to bring your purpose out, and who else in life you can trust and build moments over time with in order to be vulnerable.
Wow. You know what, as you talked about letting the love in, you know, I'm reminded of the scripture that says that perfect love casts out fear. And a lot of times we don't allow, you know, ourselves to be seen because of that fear. But it is so important for us to have that foundation first rooted in God, to be honest and transparent, you know, before him, and be vulnerable, you know, before him. Because what he requires, as I know that the word says, that he requires truth in the inward parts. And so that requires us to trust, as you said. And I think that as we learn how to trust God with who we are, and to be allow him to know us in the way that we are to be known of him, then that will make it easier for us to take off the mask, stop pretending, stop being our representative, and really, you know, walk in the power of vulnerability towards each other as well. We do have a caller on the line. Let me see if that caller is still there. They've been waiting for a moment. Let me just check and see. Hello, caller. Are you still there? Okay, I think the caller is gone. Maybe they will call back and ask their question or make their comment as well. So I'm excited about them checking back in with us a little later. But for those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show with my guest, Dr. Kim Johnson, who I mentioned earlier is the Principal Investigator and Director at the National Minority AIDS Council in D.C., and she's a medical doctor and a licensed minister, among other things. And we are talking about the power of vulnerability. Dr. Kim, tell the people who are listening how they can connect with you.
Sure. You can connect with me through my email at kimjohnsonmd@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at kimjohnson_MD. And I'm on LinkedIn at kimjohnsonmd.
All right. Well, you know what, Dr. Johnson, this is what we're going to do. We're going to switch gears just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell, if you can, to just share with us, earlier I know you shared with us about the power and the benefits of being vulnerable, but in the medical field and in ministry, what have you seen to be the real dangers of allowing ourselves to become too vulnerable?
So in ministry and in medicine and just in life in general, I think one of the fears of vulnerability is that, you know, you'll be viewed as just letting it all hang out, like you don't have boundaries, and just so you're just willing to just put yourself out there. Sometimes, you know, people fear that you'll come across as looking desperate or, you know, pressed or, you know, just over-seeking for attention and all of that. And it's really just, it's just really not that. It's just that what I'm finding is that the more real I can show up, the more times I can show up as the real me, then people really get a sense of then who I am. And then what happens is that then God, they get a sense of who God is, because he looks like me and you. And so, but in order to represent him clearly, then we have to let him shine through us without then our fake self, you know, being present. And so it's like we, you know, we chatted earlier about this taking off the mask kind of thing, and when you don't, that's what happens, is that we actually impede the presence of God, you know, being used by Him both in our careers and in our personal lives and our relationships. And the thing is that, and then we run the risk of then just not having the closeness or the relationships that we're supposed to have, you know. You know, and we see it all the time. I know I see it at work. A lot of times, you know, especially with women, we tend to want to just appear in one way in terms of we want to, you know, appear very powerful, independent, you know, self-sufficient, and, you know, a lot of times showing up with that mask on. And there's nothing wrong with any of those traits, absolutely not. There's nothing wrong with that. But then if it's at the expense of then showing who you really are, then what have you really achieved, you know? What have you really achieved in life? What have you really achieved in your career? Because it's done behind a mask. And I would just say, too, you know, we tend to think about a lot of times people have challenges, and we all do, because I'm not saying vulnerability is easy, because it's not. But what it comes down to is really having a sense of worthiness about yourself, really believing that I am enough of whatever, instead of the opposite of saying I'm not enough, I'm not thin enough, or I'm not rich enough, or I'm not beautiful enough. You know, it comes down to a sense of worthiness. And those who struggle with being able to open themselves up, being authentic and vulnerable, tend to lack that sense of worthiness and that sense of love and belonging. But that's what vulnerability does. It allows you to make those connections. It allows you to give and receive love, but it also allows you to have a stronger sense of worthiness, because it's an exchange between you and the people on your job. It's an exchange between you, you know, and people in ministry or in relationships with loved ones, your spouse, your significant others. It builds that relationship, and we were wired to be connected, Nayshawn, you know. And if we can't do that authentically, then what are we here for? You know, what are we doing? But if we just kind of take ourselves off the map and say we're not going to be vulnerable, what we're really doing is we're distancing ourselves from experiences that really bring purpose to our lives and bring purpose and meaning to the lives of others. And so that's really my key take home from all of this, and this is where God has really been dealing with me. So I see it all the time, and I experience it all the time at work, in ministry, just in relationships. It's there because it's part of who I am, but it's a part that I'm letting God heal and open up, you know, so that He can use me in a greater fashion.
Wow. Well, you know what, and that's what it's all about, is allowing us to use our own lives to be able to touch other people and being able to show so many people that we come in contact with, you know, what vulnerability really looks like, which in turn will allow us to be as truly authentic as we have been created to be. And that's so important. And I'm so glad that you talked about, you know, how that spills over into every area of our lives, in our career and in ministry and all of that, and especially in areas of which you know, really focus on as far as a healthcare professional, you know, with dealing with people that have AIDS or all of that other things. Of course, that may have been an area in which they were too vulnerable and did not take the right precautions and making sure that they're not endangering themselves, you know, and their lives by not doing, taking the right steps that they need to take in order to protect themselves. But often we take so many steps in an opposite direction, whether it be in our relationship with God or friendships too, that we are so overly protected that it doesn't allow anyone to come in and it doesn't allow people to really experience who we really are at the core and enjoy those life moments. As you talked about, vulnerability come with life moments in trusting and allowing ourselves to be seen. So, wow.
And
I
it's
tell
so
you,
important
I find
with
it,
women. I'm
yes.
sorry to cut you. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
but
no,
it's so
no.
important as women, because we're just natural sharers. We're natural caregivers. You know, we birth and give life. And so we naturally, you know, need to connect them and want to connect. But, you know, in our relationships sometimes, you know, we make mistakes and choose to connect in ways with the wrong people, or choose to share ourselves in ways with the wrong people, or those who have not proven that they deserve our trust and that they deserve our openness and our vulnerability. Sometimes we give our hearts in places where we should not have given our heart. We've given our hearts too soon, or we were taking our hearts out of the hands of the Father before you said that was the right one to share it with. And so it's so key, because we have a nature to give, a nature to care, a nature to love. We are the birth canal. We're the life givers, and that's such an important role for us in life that we can't, it's hard to separate that. And so God's not asking us to. He's just saying, you know, before you, you know, take your heart, you know, from my hands and share it with another, and ask me first, you know, let me show you where to channel this energy and this love. Let me show you where to place your heart, and I will show you the safe places, the places that you can open up and be vulnerable, but the places that you can also receive from, because we're givers of life, but we're receivers as in, you know, in the natural. So we receive from the male and, you know, and are able to birth a child. But he's saying, you know, ask me first so that I can show you, you just can't eat from everybody's table. And let me show you where to receive from, because your heart is the place where the issues of life flow from. And so he says, guard your heart. And if you allow me to keep your heart and allow me to keep you, I will. But if you allow me to show you, I will do that also. And so, as women, it's so key for us, you know, that we're not in such a hurry or desperate or pressed or whatever our motivation is to receive love, you know, that we actually go to love itself, you know, go to Absolutely. Love himself, and God is love, and ask God, you know, where do you want me to place this, Lord? What do you have next for me? With whom should I connect? Who do I trust? You know, how do I trust, you know? If we've been hurt in the past, let him heal us in those areas so he can help us to show love and love again, but help us to be vulnerable. And so it's just so so absolutely important. And I am watching your time.
Well, you know what? We do have two callers. Let's see if we can take some callers before the show is over, because there's a couple of them waiting for a while. So we're just going to go to caller. Are you there? Hello? I do hear someone. Caller, are you still on the line? Okay, I think they're trying to speak, but it's not clear, caller. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
If you can try to call back within the next minute or two, we'll try to make sure that we put you on next, all right? So we're going to go to the next caller. Hi, caller, are you there? Okay, Dr. Kim, they're not there. Somehow we're missing.
Okay.
Calls are dropping, but, you know, they're tuning in, and I'm sure they got so many questions that they want to ask you, because you've been saying so many good things, and, you know, it's so important, you know, for us, again, to hear those words of life that you are speaking about how it is to know that we are worthy. Let me see if I can take this last caller. I think, hello, caller, are you there? Hello? I can hear them, but I can't hear them. So,
it's okay. If someone has questions, they can reach me at kimjohnsonmd@gmail.com. It's kimjohnsonmd@gmail.com. Or I'm on Twitter at kimjohnson_md. You can reach me on LinkedIn at kimjohnsonmd. And I'm available to answer questions, Nashawn, for your audience. If anyone has anything, or even anyone has any comments they want to share, I'm absolutely available and open for that.
Oh, great. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, for coming on the show. This has been awesome, and you just shared a wealth of knowledge and truth that will help us all to learn how to really embrace that vulnerability so we can live in authenticity the way God intended. And what he created us to be is to be connected in a very authentic and vulnerable way. Thank you for coming on the show. And again, if you guys have any questions, you can contact Dr. Johnson at her email at kimjohnsonmd nationalradio@gmail.com. Listen, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a comment on Facebook. That's Nashawn Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching, or you can email me at Nashawn@uniquelydesignedcoaching. Listen, everyone, thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.